Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Having a great visit with our friend Bill Schley. He's the author of The Microscript Rules. Put a .com on the end of that. You find his website. And Bill, your book's available there and wherever books are sold, isn't it?
Well, yeah, mostly Amazon and Barnes & Noble online is a pretty good place to get it. You just go, Bill, just type in Microscript Rules and you'll find it.
Bill, in the previous segments we've talked about, you've continued to talk to help us understand the concept of what a microscript rule is, how why it's important, how potentially it may have lost the President Obama a lot of his influence, maybe is the best way to say it, based on his own comments.
Yeah.
And you've talked to us about how we can do it ourselves and why it's important that we do this, that we mm-hmm. that we get our message out in a very intuitive and a very short way. But one of the things that we have to do is whatever we microscript, we have to be able to deliver on that microscript. So that's part. Yeah. Isn't that part of the construction of a microscript that you develop for your to tell your customers that whatever you say in this microscript, when customers say, "Hey, I want some of that," you got to be able to deliver on that too, don't you?
Well, whenever that's. See, that's the most fundamental thing there ever was. Now, I do marketing and branding for a living, and I will tell my customers that marketing, the branding is 10% what you say and 90% what you do and what you perform. You have to prove it every time.
Right.
All branding is, the logos and the slogans and those things, all it is an invitation. It's like a sign on the road. It's an invitation to stop someone, make them notice and think, I got to check that out. I need to try that. I need that. So it's an invitation.
Right.
But your brand happens when they try your service or they taste your food or they drive your car. That's when the branding is. Because if you don't perform, they're never going to go back again. So you've got to deliver.
Just like if you remember, I've mentioned in the past, my microscript when I had my consulting company I told people I'm a vice president. You can rent. They would ask me what do you do, and I said I'm a business consultant. And they say, well, how does that work? And I say I'm a vice president. You can rent, and that they would repeat that. And they would tell their friends about it and make referrals. But I had to deliver that whenever I plugged in. I had to behave at a mm-hmm. professional level that an executive sure. vice president would, a high-powered, high-paid vice president would.
That's right. They
didn't have to pay me that money. They could pay me on a part-time basis.
That's right. People have, you know, they have serious needs and they have things they really want. They have pain. That's an old salesman's term. Where's their pain? They do have pain. They need
That's
something
right.
solved. And if you tell them you're going to solve it, they get very excited about that. But they get very disappointed if you tell them you're going to solve it and you don't. And so you need to perform right. that every single day. Obviously, you do.
See, if I owned a tire company, I would pick up my customers' cars and put the tires on them and take it back to them. We could handle the deal over the phone. They'd never have to come into my shop. I'd go get them and I'd bring them back and I would charge them for that. And here mm-hmm. would be my microscript. Here,
yep.
this is my microscript for that tire company.
Yeah.
New tires and your Saturday back.
I like that. That's great. Well, that's excellent because you see, you're giving someone a prop. There's a proposition. There's a promise in that line. You know, that's the thing about. Once again, it's important to talk about microscripts. What's a selling line? What's a selling idea? There's a proposition. There's an idea of value. There's something specific. You know, it's usually those are the ingredients. So you've hit the nail on the head. I mean, one of my favorites is the simple one, the plumber that says, "I'm the on-time plumber." Think about how simple that one is. Look at the
right.
proposition. Now he better be on time.
right.
But if you're exactly. called the on-time plumber, you know, and you write that on the side of your trucks, and you show up, and boy, oh boy, you know, that's a proposition. That's a microscript.
Can a microscript be just funny? Not so much heavy on the intuitive stuff, but just funny. Here's a good one. Right. There's a guy who fixes cracks in cement walls, basement walls, and his microscript is a dry crack is a happy crack.
God.
That's it. So it can be funny too. You just got to be careful with it. Give us the website again, please.
Okay, Microscript Rules. Microscript Rules. That's it.
.com. Check it out. That's the book and the website. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Jim, thank you.
Got to go for this hour. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.